We're going to talk about space vacations coming up later this hour, and maybe you want to do some sort of mineral exploration out in space. Well, just to let you know, the really spectacular explosions in the universe involve the creation of black holes, fusion in the center of stars, explosion of gas giants, pulsars, that kind of thing. Those fireworks are spectacular, but they only produce, you know, hydrogen, helium, lead, lots of obscure radioactive isotopes. It's the cooler sky, apparently, that forges more useful metals, iron, silver, platinum, diamond, and gold. New research suggests that all the gold on Earth might have come from the relatively unspectacular collision of cold, dead stars. Ido Berger is Associate Professor of Astronomy at Harvard University. Ido Berger, welcome.
Greetings, John, from Boston, where it's actually hot enough to melt gold.
It is, and down here, I think so, too. We'll try to do that a little bit later today. So is it this sort of clomping into each other of dead stars with the cool matter that forges even heavier elements like gold?
That is correct. What we find in our study is that neutron stars, which are objects that are about the size of New York City, but weigh about 1.5 times the mass of the sun, sometimes collide into each other. And when they do that, they can forge elements such as gold and uranium and platinum.
And if we were to be, you know, flying by these collisions, they would be pretty spectacular enough for us. I mean, they probably would cause our heart to palpitate a little bit. But they're nothing like a fusion explosion or the explosion of a gas star.
They're not as powerful as those kind of explosions, but they still release about as much energy as the sun will in its entire lifetime in a span of about 1 second.
That's big. That's pretty impressive. You definitely want to wear a suit for that. Now, is that to say that if you were cruising around on one of these neutron stars, the availability of gold would be such that it's essentially worthless, something like, aluminum foil in a dump?
To some extent, that is correct. We estimate that in this particular event that we studied, there's about several times the mass of our moon worth of gold that was produced. If you dumped all of that gold on the market in one day, it will make it more or less worthless.
And the gold that exists in the Earth, now that is chunks of neutron star events that may have been floating out in the universe and kind of gathered together as the solar system was formed, that kind of thing? Or is it something about the solar system that involved a neutron star collision?
No, I think it is essentially neutron star collisions that happened in the Milky Way galaxy well before the solar system actually formed, that enriched the gas in the Milky Way with flecks of gold and platinum and uranium. And eventually, this is the material from which the solar system itself formed, that the Earth formed from. And this is how we got our gold.
And gold is, you know, one of those elements that it doesn't really change much. It's very pure, and that's why we value it, and that's why we have all this mythology about it. So the gold we're looking at, even in the jewelry store, is very much the same as how it looked billions of years ago.
That is exactly correct. So when people walk around with a wedding ring or earrings, they're actually walking around with pieces of neutron stars that collided billions of years ago.
That might push the price up a little bit if you could put it into a sales pitch there, you know.
Yeah, we will work on that.
All right. Ido Berger is Associate Professor of Astronomy at Harvard University. Source of gold in the world? Neutron star collisions. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.